Blog Talk Radio. welcome to another weekend at Kind of Player Play. Thanks for joining us again. This is your boy Lamont and Joy LaShawn and
Prince. Hey.
Doing what we do. Starting chaos on the radio. No, really. We're here to help. Is that right, Joy?
That's right, darling. That's right.
Okay, we got an exciting show for y'all this weekend, this beautiful Sunday, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful day and doing what God loves. The show today is, are the things that are important to me important to you? And let me repeat that. Are the things that are important to me, are they important to you? So I know we can go take that conversation a whole bunch of different ways. So, of course, we got the beautiful Joy LaShawn writing for the women. So we're going to get your take on that, and then, of course, I'll stir it up.
We can always count on you to do that, right?
Of course. I wouldn't be doing my job if I did anything other than that.
Tell us
how things are important to you that ain't important to your significant other when they should be.
That could be a variety of things, okay? Like, say, you know, football might be important to a partner where it's not important to somebody. It's where soap operas could be important to, some, you know, to the other partner. You know, but that doesn't mean that you can't blend the two. I'm looking at the fact that, you know, check each other's importance out, you know, and you might enjoy what the other person is thinking, you know, what's important to them.
So you feel like the way to handle that is put all the cards on the table and have a conversation up front so you know what's important to each other, or is this a thing that you kind of learn along the way?
Yeah, because you learn something new every day, you know, and like if that person likes football, you might like football. And if you like soap operas, that other person might, you know, start watching it with you and really get into it.
I think our illustrious host, Mr. Pretty Tony, I think kind of like what he had in mind, you know, just like you speak on a football issue. You know, like some guys, you know, like they like Monday Night Football. They like to have all their boys over, you know, drinking beer, eating popcorn, you know, talking shit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not like that because what that means for you is cleaning up the mess after they're done. You know, so it might not be important to you that thing even transpire because it's not something that you derive pleasure from and it's like a problem. And he could be a lot inconsiderate with that, but that's just something that's important to him that you may not give a darn about. And could you see that being problematic in the relationship?
Oh, well, yeah, if you got to clean up after somebody that made a mess, yeah, I could see that. You know?
Well, do the same thing. Same thing apply. When, you know, you had the girls over and y'all sitting there kicking it and talking about your book club or playing Pinochle or whatever it is that y'all do, match recipes, and y'all making all kind of noise, you know, laughing and hollering and shit, and he might be in another room, you know, trying to take care of some business or something, and he could feel that's a little considerate. That's his thing is not important to you.
Yeah, well, inconsideration can be a lot of things. Like, you know, him and his boys coming over, leaving a mess, you having to clean it up, or your girlfriend's making noise. Whatever. You know, you got to sit down and talk to each other and see what's going on. You know, if the girl's going to have a coffee clutch, book club, or whatever, you know, he might want to leave out and go do his sizzle, just so long as he ain't doing it too much. You know what I'm saying? And
you know,
vice versa.
That's true. You know,
don't leave a mess for me to clean up after you and your boys.
Right.
Okay. Because, you know, for the most part, you know, women, you know, we usually clean up after ours. Guys, they have a tendency, and I'm not saying all, so don't get all excited, you know, have a tendency to not even think about those type of things.
I ain't going to get excited. I ain't going to even say these new women are kind of like trifling. I ain't going to even say that, but it is true, though.
And like you just did. You always, you know, oh, man, you always starting stuff all the time.
Got to be starting something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, y'all listening to the show, please hit us up. Here's the number, 646-929-2870. Press number 1 and let us know you want to join this conversation and what we're talking about today.
Where is Tony anyway?
Stuck in traffic, but he'll long in a minute. You know he can't drive and chew gum at the same time, so he really got to focus.
Oh, I hope he's hearing that, because he's going to be all over yours with that one, and I'm going to definitely tell him. I'm telling him.
But that's okay, because, see, I know he got to do one thing at a time, so I know as long as he's driving, he can't talk, so it's
you know,
good.
You're just wrong. You're just wrong.
But listen, while we got everybody's attention, now we need to pay these bills right quick. So I want you, all you people with this excellent, well, let me change that, not so excellent credit.
Thank you.
Go see my boy over at Nicole's Computer Service, Mr. Arthur McDowell. He's a credit specialist. He will clean up your credit. You'll get rid of all that bad, negative stuff. So you might be able to qualify for something. You feel a deal, me? Because I know everybody want a new house, new car, get a new baby stroller, but you need credit to go get that. So please hit him up at 702-647-5786.
And we know us brothers and sisters, a lot of us, for the most part, be needing some serious credit repair. So make sure that you call homeboy up and give him your business. I know
that's
I am.
Right.
I ain't ashamed to say it. My credit is jacked. I need some help. What?
tell y'all heard it right here on Can a Player Play, and he will take care of you, fix you up, you know, so you can get a new pogo stick, cause, you know, got to get it straight.
That's right. New pair of skates and all of that.
So, Joy, I know a lot of people have these little problems, you know, because I know what's important to me. I know my career is important to me, you know, but I know, you know, sometimes with other people, you know, what's important to you just not important to them. I mean, they can give a damn, you know, because they want to go party, go want to go hang out and,
hey,
you know,
right,
do all that stuff. But, you know, you be trying to get your hustle, your grind on because a number of reasons. One, you need to do it to support yourself, for one. And a lot of times, the other times, you know, for men, there's a certain amount of satisfaction and self-fulfillment come with just being able to apply yourself and being successful for whatever that you're going after. And I know sometimes women really don't give a shit about that if you're not really giving them their quality time or the time that, you know, they want.
Right, right.
So that could even be problematic, you think?
Yeah, because I know a lot of times, you know, you might be into something and you're not showing your significant other, you know, that attention, and they're going to feel left out, they're going to feel slighted and all of that stuff. But like I said, it's about communicating, you know, and check out your significance other importance. You know, you might like it. You never know. Whether it be, you know, dressing up like a chicken and hanging upside down from the chandelier or whatever. You know about that, don't you?
Well, actually, no, but I do know about insecurity. I know, you know, a lot of times, you know, insecurity comes into situations, too, especially when you got a person that's focused and another person is really not on that. You know, they're on a whole nother page.
Do we have any callers in the house? Because I want to hear from some people on this one here, because I know there's got to be a little bit of controversy on this subject out there.
Yeah, y'all, it will. Let me see. We
hey,
got,
bring them in. I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Chat room. And I guess people just want to hear you, Joy. They want to hear how you roll. Know how you roll. You're going to run over somebody anyway.
Yeah, but it's not just about me. I want to hear some other opinions because I know I got my own. And I'm not afraid to put it out there and don't care who like it or who don't like it. You know, that's just me. That's
well,
just
yeah,
me, and that's how I feel about it. You got a problem with it? Hit me up at what's the one that you always give out? Dominatrix.com or something like that.
Dominatrix.com.
And you know I hit that ass.
or we will come and whip you.
Mm-hmm. We can come to you. We can come to you. We can come to you. Okay.
We're gonna jump to a like little musical number, and we'll be right back. And call us, please hit us up at, you know what the number is, but I throw it out there again, 646-929-2870, and hit number one so we can hear what your 2 cents is. And we'll be right back.
And that's about all it is, 2 cents.
Whatever.
Sonny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me, Billy. Ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old saying, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. Be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You let me see. Let me see. Sonny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, y'all. Sonny,
I know, always with you is the shameless plug. But that's all right. No, that's all right. I liked it. So we got any other people in the house? Where are the other people at? I want to hear from somebody.
We ain't got nobody with their hand up, Joe. I mean, I think you're going to have to do a drive-by. I see you guys.
I got to do a drive-by. Don't tell me I got to do that.
I see a 909. I see a 656. I see a 616. But ain't nobody lifting up their hand, so you might need to go drive-by. Don't be scared, y'all.
Anybody in the chat room? You know how to do the chat room?
Listen.
Anybody in there?
I was born intelligent.
Whatever.
Don't be acting ignorant on me. We are talking about today, are the things that are important to me important to you, baby? That's what we're talking about.
I know what we're talking about. I just want to hear some other opinions.
Well, I do too, but if they don't want to say that, what you want me to do? You want me to go do the drive-by? I see they listening. They know they listening, but I mean, what you want me to do? Press number one if y'all want. Please press number one.
Yes, press number one to come in and talk to us. Give us your opinion, because I know you got one. Whether we like it or not is not important. We just want to hear it. You know? And you know what they say? Opinions are like a-holes. Everybody got one. And that's what we want to hear. So what is your take on that, Lamont?
Oh, which one?
On what's important to you? Is that important to your partner?
Well, actually, what's important to me is important. Well,
how do you feel about that? Do you want your partner to be interested in the same things that you're interested in? I mean, we all want that, but if they're not, would that offend you?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily because
depending on what it is.
Yeah, depending on what it is, you know, because I like to fish. I ain't gonna be mad, you know, if my girl don't like to fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, especially putting worms on a hook and stuff. Ew.
Yeah, you know, certain things. No, it wouldn't offend me. You know what I mean? By the same token, you know, a lot of women I know, you know, like they like to shop. You know, I don't particularly care for it myself. You know, I usually know what I
want. You're talking to women saying here, but you know what though? Here lately, I've been hearing from a lot of women that said they don't like to shop. I don't know what is up with that. Maybe it's just me, because, you know, put me in a mall.
let's clarify that for a second. I don't think nobody likes to shop if they ain't got no money. You know,
oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Because now
but,
it comes to work if you're limited. But then, you know, if you have no limitations, you got money, life is good. I could see a woman really getting into shopping.
Yeah, but then, well, I'm just saying from my perspective, I can see where, you know, that makes sense. But for me, I do like to go out and see what's out there. That way, you know, if you can't make it to the mall and you see another store that's selling something similar that you can afford, go with that, you know. And for me, you know, I'm like, okay, payday is right around the corner. I'm going to get that. Okay? But that's not for everyone.
So that means you like you wait to get it, or you just go ahead and get it and put yourself in a hole?
Well, no. It depends on what your finances look like. I'm not going to put myself into a situation that's really going to jack me up, you know? I'm not going to do that. But sometimes if you see something out there that you like, that might make you work just a little bit harder to get it. Know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I can't believe you and I are agreeing on something.
Well, you know, every blue moon, we know we can do that. You know, there'll probably be a thunderstorm in a little while, but, you know.
I know. We might get all kind of shocks and stuff up in here, get struck by lightning and stuff.
Just a minute. But listeners, please, if you have any comments on the subject of the day, please feel free to hit us. 646-929-2870. Y'all know the number. Just hit number one and let us know what's really cracking.
Right, and don't be scared. Don't be scared because we don't know who you are. You know, you put your business out there in the street. You know, we still don't know who you are.
Or should they be important to your other? Do you believe that whatever your significant other's into, do you believe that you should be into as well? Or would that cause a problem, you know, if you had separate interests?
But you know something, Lamont? I don't think it would be a problem to have separate interests from your significant other. Because, you know, there might be some things that you want to keep, you know, to yourself in your life. And that's just that's your thing. This is like, this is mine, you know. And if I want to share it with someone, I can. If not, it's mine, you know, my personal. You know, you might not want to share that.
Okay, well, does that cross the line? As would you consider that as being keeping a secret?
It could be. It could be. But you know, I'm quite sure there's some individuals out there that want to stay. You know, because you know, being the person that you are, you know, you might already share a whole lot of yourself with a lot of other people. And there's some things that you do in your life where you just want to keep it to you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got to know.
Totally. Because I'm a private kind of guy, too, you know.
Right.
And as you are, you know, you're a radio host, a personality, and your professional world is one, and your personal world is another.
Exactly.
And you know, it's unfortunate. A lot of people really don't know how to separate that. Because I know a lot of times, you know, I go back to this song, you know, Tears of the Clown, who's based on Pagliacci.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And, you know, Pagliacci always said, you know, to the outer world, you know, he was this happy clown, but inside he was crying. You know what I mean?
Right.
And a lot of times I feel that because I got, you know, you always got to keep that persona no matter what because, you know, you're greeting people and doing what you do. But then, you know, you have everyday trials and tribulations just like the next person, you know what I'm saying? You have to keep that separate. And in fact,
it's
really nobody's business at the end of the day. And really, 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 when you do your math, they don't really give a shit anyway.
Exactly. You know, so it's like, and it's like I said before, there might be some things that you might not just want to share, you know. And it's not about being secret. It's about, this is mine. You know, and
right.
I want to keep it to me.
Until you're ready to divulge it.
Yeah, well, see, it's like you just share so much of yourself with the outer world anyway. There's got to be some things that you want to keep to yourself. You know, so when you think back on it, it's like, yeah, I can dig that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it might not even be nothing major. It may not even be nothing.
Exactly.
Maybe
exactly.
It hadn't even came to the forefront for you to even discuss yet because you hadn't even thought about it. And when you choose, you will, you know.
Right.
But then a lot of times people don't give you that opportunity to for you to be you and come forth when it's in your time and your peace of mind. And then you end up having a situation because it comes out like they're prying. And in fact, they are. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not even giving you the opportunity to even come to them and just tell them what you want to tell them.
Right.
You know, and from their point of view, it's like, well, you got a secret. I mean, what is it? You should be able to tell me anything. Okay, well, maybe I can't tell you anything, but I need to tell you what I want to tell you.
Exactly.
You know
Don't
I mean?
Rush me.
you know,
I'll get to you when I get to you.
You know? You know, and then the more you push it, the more it want, the more it recesses. You know, the more you push the issue, the more, you know, you, like, flex on it. Because, like, damn, it wasn't no big thing. Now it's becoming a big thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That shit is so crazy. But, ladies and gentlemen, y'all listening to Can A Play A Play. This is your boy Lamont and the beautiful, vivacious Joy LaShawn.
I can't believe you said that. But I appreciate it.
I don't have to mean it because I said it right.
Okay. Anyway, do we have any other callers in the house? I want to hear from some people. That's my thing. I want to hear some other opinions.
I'll go speak up. Joy going to come by your house.
Don't let me have to do a drive-by because I will. And I ain't got a problem with it.
And put a hit on you, eat off. Take your kids' school money. So anyway,
okay, I'll be waiting outside on the playground. Where your lunch money at?
Right. And while y'all lock your doors, y'all listen to this. This is called You Are the One. You know what I'm saying? You the one. You the one.
I know. I know I am.
Well, we're back with Can a Player Play. That was J.O. Y'all submitted right here on World Movement, but I didn't really say that.
Is that another shameless plug? I got to say, I like that one, too. I like it. You all right, dude. You coming up.
I'm just trying to keep my day job, that's all.
Yeah, because you need that. I don't care what you brought up.
Ladies, and I say my brothers, are the things that are important to me important to you? We want to know. Can you let us know right here on Can a Player Play? That's what we talk about. Because I know my shit is important to me. You know what I'm saying? And I try to make yours important to me, too, sometimes, but sometimes it should be crazy.
Yeah, with your shameless ass, you know, you're like, look, is it going to be important to you or what?
See, I was trying to be nice to you all the show. I said before the show started, I'm going to be nice to Joy if she let me.
You know, we have our moments, darling. Nobody else is on the line. I can't believe this. This is Sunday. We got to have some people calling in with their opinions because I know they got one.
Where is our girl Passion and Loyalty
at? Yeah, where at? I saw him at the club on Friday. Your girl, I'm going to be calling in.
Okay. That's
what I'm talking about. Hey, look. Hey,
okay.
You know, she might have left with that dude that bought that one drink that's going to keep her for 3 weeks.
What's up, baby girl?
How y'all doing this afternoon?
We're fine. How are you? That's the question.
I just tuned in. I was running a little late on some things, but I wasn't going to miss
out. Well, we know, you know, when you got that late night thing going on and stuff, you know, you got to recoup and regroup.
You must have hooked up one of them guys that had some of them viney sausage snacks.
Oh, hell. The only person that does that is your broke ass, okay?
You know.
I did see a couple of them out there, okay, Diddy, but not in my league, no.
Okay. Tell her, girl, he ain't knowing.
See, don't be trying to change the subject, Joy. That wasn't what you were saying a few minutes ago.
It was what I said a few minutes ago with your broke ass. What? What?
No, it wasn't. She was all in my car a few minutes ago. Now, because a girl on the line, a dog on the phone, she going to change up. You're going to switch up on me now. See?
I can do that. What?
No, you
I'm
ain't
knocking
right.
My girls for being sharp about their game.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
What's up, boo?
Oh, not a whole lot. I was worried I wasn't going to be welcome back here after last.
Always. Always.
Well,
you got a home here, baby girl.
Well, we want to know your 5-2 cents on the subject of today. Are the things that are important to you important to him, and vice versa?
Okay, personally speaking, obviously not, because I don't have a him in my world at this time, because I choose not to involve myself in all the hard work involved in maintaining a him in my life today.
You know, it is some work to keep a relationship going, isn't it?
I don't know. Did we put an ad out in the paper for her last week?
You tried to, but I wasn't really trying. I'm on your team,
sis. I just be wanting my cut, that's all. I'll be out there
for you. No, I just don't think the timing is right.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel you got to do you. That's what I say. You got to do you. And when you do you, all of that other come together. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, then it come together, time be right. You know, you'll be complete. You'll be happy. You can do your part.
I have a question. Have you two met yet?
Who?
You in Passion.
Yeah, when we
I've met him. Yeah, at his concert this summer.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm doing Soulsbury on Friday, and would love to have y'all come through so y'all can get together and jack each other up, well, in the parking lot anyway. So.
Boy,
I'm not trying to jack anybody up. I just want to set the record straight.
I heard that, girl. But I don't know. We're talking K. Diddy here, so you might have to jack him up. And then again, he might like that, so.
Anyway, can we get back on point now? Because I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't went off in the space zone.
Yeah, hey, I know. I do that sometimes. I'm working all the time.
You know, do you want me to blame it on the alcohol? Or what
yeah, blame
me?
It on the
I'm telling you. So I want to know which one of you guys have had a significant other that was so driven and just didn't give you no time whatsoever, and that was a problem for you.
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't had that problem. But I know there's some couples out there, because I ain't having it, okay? But I'm quite sure there's some couples out there that have had that, and it needs to be addressed because, you know, if you want to stay together as a couple, you got to work some things out. And all couples are going to have their differences and stuff like that. And all couples are going to have their own, excuse me, you know, individual thoughts and individual things that they do that entertains them that might not entertain their significant other. But I'm at the point where talk about it. You know, let's share. You know, you might even like what I'm doing. And then maybe not.
Yeah, well, that's a good possibility.
Right.
I would say that my experience was that the gentleman that I held high esteem for in my life for many years, he, you know, he had that problem. He was a professional, he's a professional referee, and he was so busy trying to make a name for himself in that world, in that arena, that he wasn't willing to commit to anybody because of the, you know, the demands that that career, you know, placed on his life. And I think he kind of missed the boat.
Well, did he decide,
which boat did he miss?
Which
boat did he miss? I mean, the career boat or the boat with you?
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, well,
I'm
of
not
course. That's more important.
Me either. I'm saying me as well as, you know, any other type of personal relationship. It seems like he gave that up for the career, you know, ship. And I think a lot of times men do that. I mean, I'm sure women do it too.
Oh, yeah.
Men have a tendency to do that a lot more than women.
Well, is that because of what I mean, the views that society place on the men from youth?
Oh, I'm sure it does. Yeah, absolutely. That they have to, you know, excel. And then, you know, being a gentleman of color, I think it hits them harder because they, you know, have to fight, you know, twice as hard to become successful
right
here, you know, professionally speaking. So if they're driven to become successful in their given profession, I guess they have sometimes have to, you know, give up the
idea. Have to make that adjustment.
Well, you know, I think it's the balance. I think they lose the balance because I know they want to. I know, you know, and I've had that problem in the past. You know what I mean?
We know.
Anyway, you know, you end up getting caught up in the demands of society and then your own needs to survive, you know what I mean? And it makes you focus and you're so driven to be successful just so you can get what you need, just so you could be all right with your family. So, you know, I understand from my own personal experience how you could lose that balance and you don't really realize that you're losing that balance. Cause you just got it's almost like tunnel vision. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get to this point to get this ring so I can get this water. You know what I mean? I gotta get there. So all the time you just focus on that point down the road, you be missing all the trees and the flowers on the side. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly. You miss smelling the roses.
One day
stuff.
there'll be time, and you know at some point in your life, the next thing you know, you look up and you're
55. Mm-hmm. It's like, dang, I missed all of that.
Yeah, you missed all that. You know, you miss your kids growing up. You miss a lot of that. And
right.
If anybody would like to comment on this, please feel free to do so, because I know, you know, this is a problem that a lot of us have, you know, just especially now that the economy is such, just trying to survive and maintain, and you get so busy being caught up on trying to live that, you know, we miss a lot of other little things along the way that's equally
right
as important to us. So please raise your hand, hit us up at 646-929-2870, and your listening can stay a play.
And just hit the number one and come on in and join us, because we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Hearing from you. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us what your thoughts are, you know, because we're here to solve some of these doggone problems. If we can't solve them, we'll create some shit too. You know, it's all good.
Okay, we'll create some stuff so we can turn around and solve it too.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about it next week. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to talk about it.
Any other hands in the house?
Ain't nobody got their hand, girl, because they like to hear what you're talking about. Maybe they like your voice. I don't know. There's some sick people out there.
It works for me, too, but...
Yeah, I ought to quit.
You know what?
She shouldn't have laughed. See, I slid that one over on her, boy. She didn't hear that.
No, I heard it. I heard it, okay? And I got something for your monkey ass later, okay?
I thought. Listen. In the meantime, I want to play some anyway.
Another shameless plug. But you know what? Today you're doing really good. I like your shameless plug today.
This right here, it shows the women that's listening that I do have a romantic side.
Other than the Vienna sausage and the ketchup and potato chips, which are cheap.
To contrary popular opinion, I do have a sense of
that's not side. Popular, boo. Okay.
Wow, y'all, that was Lady Kanya, another world movement artist. Another shameless plug, but what can I say?
Shameless plug and all.
Well, I just know, look, we got some heat for them. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Do we have any other folks in the house?
Hit y'all number one. Let us know what you want to say, and we will let you say it right here on Can a Player Play.
Give them that number.
646-929-2870. Are the things that are important to me important to you? I want to know. Joy want to know. We all want to know.
And Passion want to know, too.
She definitely want to know.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, that can be a make it or break it right there.
Passion
because
off,
if,
passion
you know what I'm saying?
Today. She must still have a hangover.
Who?
Passion.
Passion, you got a hangover, girl. Hello? Hello?
Passion, you got a hangover?
No, I don't have a hangover. I'm just taking it all in.
Just a little quiet today, okay? We got you, boo.
No, I was off the line for a while. I just signed in a little late for you guys, but
okay.
I'm listening, trying to catch up. And
better late than never, baby girl.
Absolutely.
Well, did you get your oil changed or something? You don't sound like your regular self. You don't sound like your regular self, do she, Joy?
No, because, baby girl, I don't know. You sound kind of soft today, but that's okay, though, Coach.
I'm just waiting for, you know, something to chime in on. Otherwise, I'm letting y'all moderate it the way y'all choose to.
Okay. Hey,
if I'm something you can speak up on, believe me, I'm here.
She there, and she ready for your ass, okay?
Joy.
Right.
I think she got her oil change. That's really what's up.
Did they get the oil change over the weekend, girlfriend?
I think that's
no, baby. That's not what it is. That's not
okay.
What it is.
Okay.
Get on, Kay, baby.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we know what's up, don't we, Joy? she ain't her regular self, you know.
I'm surprised that Tony's not in the house.
I don't know, man.
I saw him yesterday. He was working hard with Hezekiah Walker and Marvin Sapp at our gospel fest.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
It was off the chain. It was off the chain. KCEP 88.1, the station that I work with, yes, shameless plug, we had a gospel fest yesterday with Hezekiah Walker and Marvin Sapp. It was off the chain. It was an all-day-long affair. We had fashion shows. We had different choirs from different churches out here in Vegas to sing. But the main event was Marvin Sapp and Hezekiah Walker. And it was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful weather cooperated with us. And people were having a good time. And that's something that we need to do, you know, because everybody needs to get in touch with God in their own way.
Exactly.
Whatever way that you do it, you know, you need to get in touch with who you are and who you want to be and who you're working on being. You know, you always want to be your best.
Absolutely.
And
there's nothing you can do without him.
Exactly. And what we did yesterday, the spirit was there. People were totally enjoying themselves. And that was what we wanted to achieve. Gladys Knight. And Bubba Knight was there. It was Bubba Knight's birthday on Friday. Gladys has sang at Michael Jackson's funeral. And I got to say that Gladys Knight, Bubba Knight is the father of Craig Knight, who is the general manager of KCEP at the station that I work at. And it was a pleasure meeting Gladys. I love working with Craig. He is such a great person to work with. And Bubba, his father, they look like bookends, and he is such a great, he's a gentleman. He's a great man to work with. George Wallace was there. We had a host of different celebrities, and everybody had a great time. And next year, we hope that it'll be even bigger than what it was this year. But for the most part, it was off the chain. Everybody is tweeting and texting each other, and and all that about what we did last night, and I totally appreciate that. So next year, you know, if you can come in the Vegas area when we do it again, more power, because you are going to love what we're doing.
Sure.
Shameless
like
plug.
We are loud and clear.
Well, the gospel energy was there. It was a long day for all of us, but we didn't care. We had a good time. You know, the 88.1 staff was there. We all worked together to make this a success, and it was definitely a success. Thank you, Jesus. We love it and want to do it again.
Well, I know I got about 100 prayers from you yesterday.
You needed that.
I'll stick you more today.
You need all of that.
Press number one, you know, if y'all are listening and want to chime in and say something, we're talking about the things that are important to me, important to you. And that means is if what's going on that you into, if you, your significant other's not into it and it's causing problems, let us know about it. Maybe we can give you a solution. Now, you might need
We won't tell who you are. You don't have to tell who you are. You know, if we can throw some suggestions out there that'll help you, more power, baby. That's what we're here for. And be all up in your business.
You might want to put her in the trunk and go run over some railroad tracks.
There you go.
You know, whatever works, you know.
Nobody's trying to kill nobody up in here, Kay. Did he what?
That ain't going to kill nobody. You just might bump their head a little bit. Sometimes people be hard-headed, you know what I'm saying? And you just got to bump their head. So you just put them in the trunk and go find you some railroad tracks. That's all.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the views of K. Diddy has nothing to do with what anybody else at Can a Player Play thinks. Okay? He is his own person. Thank God for that. And no, we don't all agree on what he has to say and won't agree with all he has to say. Just putting that disclaimer out there because dude is on his own with certain things, if you know what I'm saying.
People like my candor.
Yeah, I know you do.
Anyway,
so, Pastor, where you at, girl? You still there?
I'm here, and I was just going to make a statement that I think that right now, with the economy being so screwed up, most people out here are so stressed and depressed about the economic shit that they're going through that they don't even have time to think about their relationships.
Hold on, Pastor. We got another caller here.
Yay.
561, welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. This is Loyalty.
Hey, where you been, girl?
Well, I've been a little bit under the weather.
Okay, well, just so long as you're back with us, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
We miss you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So what you got to say, baby girl?
Oh, I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, I stopped by last night, and I enjoyed myself.
You got that?
Yes, I really enjoyed myself.
Well, okay, we'll talk later. That's good. That's good. I'm glad you did.
Yes, I did. It was really nice. And I hope you guys are able to pull it off again next year.
Oh, for sure.
It'll be bigger than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed myself.
That's good. That's good. Everybody needs to have that spirit in them, you know, from time to time. Even you, K. Diddy.
Oh, yeah, I got it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. I'm in touch.
Okay. Anyway, so what you got to say on the passion and loyalty? What you got to say on the subject we're talking about today? Hello.
Hey, I'm here. I just caught the last part about saying that if your spouse is into something that you're not into, or vice versa, or whatever have you.
Right. Right.
Well, that spirit needs to be
blessed on the union itself, and that is a true statement. That is truly a true statement. It has to be touched that both people have an understanding,
mm-hmm.
so that the positive things can come out. I mean, you know, there's always going to be negative, but you can always sit back and you can always really reflect on the positive things that are going on. And like Passion was just saying about the economy, you know, people don't have time to really think about what it is that they're doing day to day because the economy is so bad. But, you know, sometimes you need to step back, get out of the way of all the mishap and the confusion.
Right, and reflect on what's going on.
And just thank God for, you know, every day being above ground.
Hmm. Okay.
No matter how bad things are, you know, there's always somebody with a worse story than yours.
Yeah, you got to take a minute, take time to smell the coffee, huh?
Exactly. That's got to be the number one thing that everybody remembers, to step out of, you know, one zone into another zone where you come back to what is really real and what is really important.
Right.
In your life, and that your relationship, your children, those have got to stay right here, you know, at your most frontal view, because otherwise everything else that's going on is going to just pull you away from what's really important in life.
Right.
I got a question. Let me throw it out there to all you ladies, you know, because I know between the three of you, you got 200 years of experience.
Why you got to go there?
It's two people, the man and woman, both of you guys are professional, you know what I'm saying? So you're both doing your thing on a daily, you know, into your careers, into your office, into your work. How do you both grab a hold, because you're both moving fast but in kind of like different directions and you're coexisting? How do you, or how do either one of you grab hold to the other person and stop and touch bases and become grounded and connected again? How would you suggest to people that they do that? I mean, do you understand my question?
Right. Well, as far as I can see, you just got to think about it, because a lot of times you get distracted about what's going on around you, you know, with work and internet and just things in general. And a lot of times it's hard for some people to just come to a halt and like, well, damn, where's my family at? You know, it might be something that'll jolt you. And for some people, it might even be hard because they might not even see it. You know, until their attention is brought to it. Something might have to happen for their attention to be brought to their family.
Right.
That's
what I'm looking for right there. What are some of the signs that we could identify, that we could share with the people, like when they see this, it's time, like, oh, hold up. We need
when your
to
kids
stop.
Be going nuts and stuff. When your kids are out there, or mainly for families, it's like your kids, because a lot of times you might get distracted. You might not have that time to spend with your children. And if something go down and that involves them, you know, that is an attention getter, because nobody wants anything to happen to their children. You kill a brick over your child. But a lot of times you might have to just jolt yourself. It's like, oh, what the hell am I doing? I'm missing something here. But you might not be awakened.
How would your partner get you? How would your dude, you know, get your attention, or you even getting his, for that matter? I mean, just keep in mind, you're both in the same household, but you guys are so focused on trying to live and pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You guys are really hitting and missing. So at what point do you grab him, or does he grab you and say, "Hold up, you need to take off work. You've been working like 6-7 days a week." You know what I'm saying? And I've been working 6 days a week. At what point do you say, no, look, you can't go to work Saturday. You can't go to work Sunday. We finna go sit at the park, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And what happens to get to that point before the shit really get to the crazy zone?
Well, it depends on the person. It depends on the individual, because you might be like, you might not even think about it, like I said, until something grabs your attention, something happens. You know, to grab your attention, like, oh, well, hey, oh, shit, you know, what am I missing here?
I think I think that's the problem, that way too often people wait until it gets to that point.
Right.
We have to look back at what Loyalty was saying when she was talking about the first ground rule of a relationship is you got to be able to have a meeting of the minds and be able to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to communicate, that's why we have things like our to-do list and our calendar and stuff, because we got to, you know, actually sit down and jot time in for our lives and our significant others and our children, just like we do our board meetings or our union meetings or anything else out here. We got to prioritize them
right.
in our lives, because otherwise...
Pencil me in for having kinky sex on Friday, okay?
Whatever it is, you got to pencil that individual in. Otherwise,
right.
it's too easy to lose sight of that in your busy, hectic schedule.
Right.
When you're looking at your calendar of things to do.
And a lot of times that doesn't always work either, you know, when you set up a schedule, because it's not spontaneous. A lot of times you got to just say, let's just stop. Stop right now. Let's do this and change up, you know, what your regular schedule is in order to make it interesting, because it can be boring after a while. You know, when you schedule, let's see, I'll have on my chicken suit on Friday at 10 o'clock and we can swing from the chandelier. Saturday, I have on my maid's costume. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand what you're saying. And in a world where most of us don't even have control of our life, it is
right.
good to feel that we can even afford to do that. But
right.
how often can people even afford to do that? You know, especially if they're in this rat race of keeping up with the Joneses and everybody is in over their head in debt. Most of us can't even afford to take off our own birthdays, you know, to celebrate ourselves, less known, do something for a partner or our children.
Right,
because,
right.
you know, we got to go there because we chasing a paycheck. So you
gotta make it happen.
You got to simplify your life so you don't no longer have to be chasing a paycheck and
yeah.
being a slave to that dollar bill. Otherwise,
right.
we all that's what's happening. We're losing control of our own lives. We've sold ourselves out for a dollar.
Holla for a dollar.
That's a good point. That's a good point, and you do it so seamlessly, and the average person don't even realize that that's what's happened. You know
exactly.
What I mean? You know, they don't even realize that's what happened until, you know, the girl is gone with some other guy, or till the guy is gone with some other woman, or till the kid is in juvenile hall somewhere. They doing some way out shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
people have lost the basis, the foundation, you know?
Well, the economy... From where I stand, has really jacked up a lot of people. People are losing their homes. They're scrambling, try to, you know, save something. You got children, and the children like, you know, mommy and daddy, what's happening? You know, you might have to go live in a hotel. Anything, you know, with the way things are happening nowadays, and it's really sad. But what can you do? You know, that's why we're here. You know, we want to hear other people's suggestions on what they think. You know. To simplify the situation that we're in. We're in Vegas. Vegas is always talking about how broke they are, but you hear about these billion-dollar hotel owners. It's like, oh, you got problems, dude? Okay? And I know money isn't always a solution to everything that's going on in your life, but I
sure
think for the most of it, you know, for the most part, you know, if people like us, if we had $1 billion, I think a lot of our problems would go away.
Me, that's 98.
I know mine would.
We just end up with different problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Ours would, we had those for a little while.
Yeah, you know, because I think for the most of us, a lot of problems are financials, because a lot of families break up because of financial problems. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's just the way it is nowadays.
A family that shares vine and sausage together, stay together.
Oh, God. And that's why you buy yourself today.
We became consumers, and we became slaves to the marketing that goes on in this society. And so we're insatiable. We can't get enough of everything that, you know, they want to sell us. And that's what we became enslaved to. So if we let all of that go, and like I said, get back to the root of things, we solve a lot of our problems.
That's true, but you know, it's hard to get back to the root of things because things move forward every day, and they change every day. Just like technology changes every day. And a lot of times you're trying to keep up. I just got into texting myself, and I love it. The tweeting I don't do because I'm on Facebook, and to me Facebook is much better than tweeting because I'm not trying to find out what everybody's doing every 5 minutes. Okay, I'm sitting on the patio. Okay, I just put my socks on. I don't care about that, you know. And things change so fast, it's hard to keep up with a lot of people, you know.
Absolutely, but I guess the scary part is the industry that we're in, we really got to keep up because it's a necessary evil. It's a necessary evil for us, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's really true.
Necessary evil, because I was sitting here thinking not long ago about 2-track, 4-track, 18-track, 16-track,
or
8-track, you know, cassettes, you know, mini disc player, you know, and now we're all the way up to Blu-ray.
See, your old ass know about all that stuff, huh?
Well, you know, I follow technology, like you said, and it's a necessary evil. And like,
it really is.
Unlike a lot of other people, you know, I never wanted to become a dinosaur, so I try to become aware. I try to stay knowledgeable, you know, with what's going on around me. I mean, that's just like common sense, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
What would you do in the event of a blackout?
Oh, my God.
Well, and during a blackout, let me see. I probably would do the same thing everybody else do. Probably stumble, fall, bang my toe, bump my head, and try to figure out where in the hell I got a candle.
Keep all that stuff available.
In your, you know, race. Technology and all this, you know, all that stuff somewhere at the end of the road depends on energy.
Well, you're true, but see, keep in mind, to me, it's not a race. For me, it's more about being knowledgeable and aware in a society that, unfortunately, I happen to be part of. I just want to know what's going on, what is, you know. And I do understand your point, but either you're part of it or you're not. You know, and I have guys that I know right now, they're not computer lit at all. And basically, I kind of feel sorry for them because even when you go to a gas station,
okay,
all that shit's ran by credit cards, man. And if you got an Albertson card, shit, you can save 10 cents on a gallon. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So these guys, you know, they're so out of the loop, you know, with stuff, and I kind of feel sorry for them, you know.
Right. I was just talking about maintaining the balance in all this, where you
right.
don't lose of what's really important.
The balance for me, I have to look for things that bring balance to me. Is like I personally ride a motorcycle, so the solitude and that by myself when the phones don't ring, the beepers don't beep, you know, to me that helps me come back balanced. I like to fish. You know, I like to fish where ain't nothing out there but water and nothing. To me, that helps me regain balance because if not, you will lose yourself in shit. You just will.
Just you and the worm, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, we all got our own ways to be balanced, to try to retain some form of balance. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have to take myself out of things to get that.
We all do. We all do.
And all that. Where does family come with all that? When you're trying to do it for yourself, where does the family come into that?
Well, from what I see, you know, I guess part of the balance is having I guess your family sometimes becomes somewhat of a support mechanism, for lack of a better frame, a better word, because just like if you know, the guy's at home in the evening and his wife is trying to finish and get her degree, you know, and he's at home taking care of the kids, watching the kids. So basically he's supporting her to finish doing whatever it is that she's dreaming of or whatever her career objectives are. And so I guess that's where the balance comes when you got to people that support you. You know, and it's
yeah.
a lot of different ways. It's a lot of different ways to support each other. But, you know, still when you're working toward a common goal.
Yeah, but I agree with that on a certain extent, but like it was like we were saying earlier, the way the economy is, people forget because they're so busy trying to make other things happen so they can maintain. And if you're middle class or lower middle class and you got a family to take care of and you're doing everything you can to keep your lights on, you have a tendency to forget.
This even goes for the people that don't have no class.
Yeah, like yourself.
That is
you know I love you.
The trouble is I have so much class that I don't need class. How about that?
Anyway,
that's how wives get out.
But, you know, that's my take on it, because the economy has just jacked up so many people, and it's really sad, but that's life in a big city. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But
and what can you do? What's a suggestion to that? Any takers? What? To making that better?
Loyalty, passion. Come on, let me hear it. No, y'all got one.
Anybody else in the house?
Okay.
Anybody else?
No
takers? They skirt. That's what it is. They just skirt.
I think so.
And I can't believe Tony monkey ass ain't here. I know he worked yesterday. I saw him. But
well, everybody worked yesterday, so that don't mean nothing.
Okay.
Right, everybody worked yesterday, but nevertheless, hit us up, 646-929-2870, and let your thoughts be known. Are the things that are important to me?
Hit that number one. Come on in and join us. We want to hear from you.
What do you think? Because we need to know.
And yes, we do want to be all up in your business, but you don't know who we are. We don't know who you are, and if we can help you, that's what we're here for.
Exactly. So I guess while you're pondering what you want to do, we will play another musical selection by yours truly. This is called Life Story. I know we all have one of those.
Another shameless plug.
Cops, cause everybody know that he got paid.
never service. Ran for judges, even though you can't judge me. Tupac first. California love, homeboy, then I rest till I rest in peace. From west to east, but I rest where the sun is set. And me, I have to be where I breath. Yeah. Breathe in, breathe out. Then I talk about my word of mouth. My hard night, you can check my shoes. Then you can talk about the way that my life, my cruise. My hard night, right, yes.
Tell my life story, that's why the blacks can't adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
President, future.
Talking about the hard knock life. It's still my life story. That's why the black still adore me. I'm talking about the hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Hey, 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 this is your boy Lamont, and you listen to Can a Player Play, and that was Life Story by Joey Black. Y'all get that right here on World Movement Records on the CD, West Coast Bangers. Go get your copy. You feel it, Dilmy? All right.
Shameless. Shameless.
Shameless, girl.
But that's okay, though.
And you're listening to Can a Player Play,
all up and through here.
Boy Lamont and the beautiful, the one and only, Five Basis, Joy LaShawn.
And we got the beautiful passion and loyalty in the house also.
Say hey.
Beautiful ladies, y'all. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just ain't knowing they are gorgeous.
It's all right. We'll tell them if they don't know anyway. But we're down to about 8 minutes of the show today, Joy. So we're going to tell the people where they can contact us up right now, right through here.
Well, I'm just joining into the new technology. I'm into texting now. I know that's old. But I got a Facebook, Joy LaShawn. Hit me up. And you know what? You know what I discovered about Facebook? I have been contacting other people and reading other people's stories, and other people that I hadn't talked to in years are contacting me, which I love. And if you can get a Facebook book page, do that. It's great. It's great. So you can hit me up on Facebook, Joy LaShawn.
That's right, and pretty soon you're going to be able to find out where we at, what we're doing on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the MySpace, and matter of fact, in any other social networking that you might be involved in, you'll be able to see our faces up in there, as well as hear the show, Can a Player Play?
All so, up and through here.
All up and through here. And the number is 646-929-2870.
We'd love to hear from you. Hello? We still here?
We're still here. And
okay.
We're gonna
contact us.
Contact us, 646-929-2870, right here at Can a Player Play. And let us hear what your thoughts are. And what we're talking about today are the things that are important to me, important to you. Because we really, 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 really need to know. Because I know things that are important to me, but shit, they don't got to be important to the next person. You know?
Yeah, like your Vienna sausage and ketchup.
Exactly. Because I feel like if you could eat that with me, hey, we could also eat in the finest restaurants in Paris. But if you ain't willing to do one, I can't take you to the other.
Well, you couldn't take us to the other anyway, so.
Oh, see that's how we beg to differ. See, I don't look at it like the normal person. Of course, I'm not the normal person. Cause
well,
you
you're not normal anyway. What?
My point exactly. But if you're not willing to eat the Vienna sausage with me, I sure ain't going to take your ass to Paris, France. And it's not like I can't. It's because I won't choose to. Because
you,
I mean, if you can't be down with me, that means that you think you're better than me. And if you think you're better than me, that you can't be with me. So now, run tell that.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are glad that you tuned in today. Like I said before, the opinions of K. Diddy has nothing to do with the rest of us on this show, because he only has a certain vocabulary for certain things. So if you're into buying a sausage and potato chips and ketchup and Kool-Aid, I don't know, that might be above his itinerary, contact him on BrokeAssNiggas.com.
Oh, oh, oh. Joy.
That's all right. I know where your ass lives. Now, run tell that.
But we love y'all and want you to come every Sunday and join us.
Exactly.
We want to hear from you.
And with that, I got this beautiful record I'm going to play for you, and it's going to call
another Stables plug.
It is called Don't Want You No More.
Because you a broke-ass nigga. Okay.
Yes, sir. day my life was there's a drain. Sonny, you smiled at me, Billy. It's the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing. You bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My sonny one so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame. Got